no justice, no peace. The slogan that has been shouted out by thousands of people during that protest. Hello listener, welcome to the next episode of 411 Radio. My name is Emily. Today, we are diving into a significant social movement that wakes globally in the year of 2020. Black Lives Matter, often abbreviated as BLM. Have you ever surfed in the internet and seen the hashtag BLM? Indeed, it relates to the movement of Black Lives Matter. Thus, let's be clear. As the name reveals, Black Lives Matter doesn't mean that other lives are matters, but it brings attention to specific injustices of Black people. Black Lives Matter is a social movement to fight against racism and anti-Black violences. Not only is it about to bring equality between Black and White people, but it also denounces the police brutality. So why this movement is so well known globally? Let's begin by remembering some key events that shaped the movement. Back to 2013, the BLM movement was first an online movement protest following the death of a Black man being shot by an American police officer. But the tensions has been amplified consequently by multiple violent acts of the USA police with Black people. For example, in 2014, a 12-year-old teenager is dead by being shot by the police. In 2018, a Black man died rested to the ground by the police. His last word, "I can breathe," pronounced 11 times, become a rallying cry for the movement.
Please, 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 I can't breathe. Please, man, please, man.
Until 2020, the BLM movement returned national attention and gained further international attention during George Floyd protests following his murder by the police. The event has led extreme malcontentment and anger from the population forward the police violences. There are many manifestations to bring justice for those people and the Black populations on Florida Road. The protests were also popular in every media platform at that time. The impact of BLM on society has been profound. In consequence, the manifestation raised further awareness about racial inequality and the system of racism. These conversations debating worldwide led increased understanding and empathy of thousands of people. Indeed, the protests also influenced the police system. For example, in some regions, they have implemented reforms to respond to the movement demand. As Martin Luther King Jr. has said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." So why don't we stand together for justice, equality, and peace? Because together we can make differences. So that's it for today's episode. Keep in touch with us every Saturday morning. I'm Emily. It's my pleasure to spend time with all of you today.